We are Sam and Parker, and welcome to the Get Us Out of Retail podcast. Today, we discuss the Dream S&P lore. This was super fun to do, and I really hope you enjoy.
So, the Dream S&P lore. So, the Dream S&P started off as kind of just, like, a regular server, like, that you would start, and you just, like, hang out with friends. And so, I don't know all of the original members, because I'm very, like, fuzzy on especially the very early lore stuff. Even though I have watched it, but basically Dream, George, Sapnap, and I think Awesome Dude was there, and Callahan, and Alyssa, like, it was kind of, like, the core group, and they were just, like, starting a server together, and so what, like, the first thing they did was build the community house, which is in the center of the server, and so they built the community house, and that's kind of where it all began, was, like, that. And then just building the community house, because it's, like, the center of everything now.
Wait, why did I come on and do that? This is when I get bored on Minecraft, because I never know what to do.
Like, we started a roleplay server, apparently.
Okay, I guess we're doing that now.
We're going to be the next Dream S&P.
Yep.
So, everything that I kind of described in the beginning of the lore is called the Before Tommy era. And so, that was all before Tommy joined. And so, they were kind of just chilling. They were reviving. There wasn't really a lot of conflict going on. They were just hanging out. And so that's when all the early structures were built, too. And so Tommy joins, and Tommy is kind of like immediate conflict, which is good for a story. Mm-hmm. And so kind of like after Tommy joins and after there's some other members joining, there starts to be like fighting, and there starts to be conflicts and them arguing about things. I believe that was the time where the Disc Saga happened. And there's, like, a whole fight between Tommy and Dream, and so there's already, like, problems there. And so Tommy and Dream are already fighting. And so what gets into the fun part, and the part that I like to talk about, is called the Lemanberg and Pogtopia era. And so Lemanberg starts with Wilbur basically going to Tommy and being like, hey, like, I have this dream. It's super cool. We're gonna, like, do, like, make our own little place. What we're going to do is we're going to have a van, and we're going to sell drugs out of it, and we're going to make a lot of money. That's what we're going to do. So keeping in mind, this is all scripted. Wilbur wrote all of this, all the script for pretty much everyone at the time. And when Wilbur was writing it, he was picturing his character as being in, like, his mid to late 20s, and as Tommy and Tubbo being, like, 20.
Okay.
And so that's what he was kind of thinking. And so him and Tommy are, like, starting all this, and they're acting kind of sketch. They're, like, walking around to people. Like, they're walking around to, like, Tubbo and Sapnap and being like, I need to confiscate all your items that could possibly make drugs. Like, immediately, because Sapnap is one of Dream's officers at this point. Like, he's got, like, all the full armor on and everything. And he's like, what? He's like, excuse me? This is a little sketch.
I'm thinking of this too literally.
The look on Parker's face, because you guys can't see it, is just, he's so confused.
I don't think any of this is ever going to make any sense.
But the thing is, like, I almost picture it in a literal sense, even though it is Minecraft. You kind of have to look past the Minecraft and to the actual story of the thing.
I was going to be like, how the fuck do you make drugs in Minecraft?
Yeah, like, that's not important. They were doing stuff, like, it's not important to the story. The point is they were making drugs, and they were confiscating everyone's, like, drug-making stuff and acting super sketch about it. You don't look like that cleared it up at all.
No, not at all, but it's okay.
And so, Tubbo and Sapnap are kind of, like, suspicious, but Tubbo is going on with it, like, a lot more. He's like, oh, yeah, sure, like, I have all this stuff. I'll go and get it for you. I'll give all this to you. So they go back to this drug van, and they find out it's a drug van. They go into the back, and they look through the windows, and like, dude, you're making drugs back here. What are you doing? And so they immediately start arguing. Everyone starts arguing, and there's a conflict between Tommy and Wilbur and Dream and Sapnap. And there was some other people there that were, like, Dream's, basically, like, Dream's people that were, like, guards and stuff like that. And so there was this conflict going on between them. And so after a while of this happening, eventually Tommy and Wilbur decide, we don't want to put up with Dream's rules anymore. He's saying that we can't do this stuff, so we're going to make our own nation. And it's going to be separate from the Dream S&P, even though it's on the Dream S&P server. they're going to be the Dream SMP, and we're going to be LeManberg. Okay. And so there's, like, there's a bunch of dumb rules to start with. It's, like, nobody who's, like, you can only have British people in the land. Yeah. Of course, Tommy, he's like, oh, even if they're American, like, it's fine. Girls are fine. But, like, as long as they're girls. Like, he wanted to make it clear. That's Tommy, though.
Are any of them even British?
Yeah. Tommy. Oh, okay. Tommy's British. Wilbur is. Tubbo is. I'm sure there's, like, George is, but George isn't even, like, involved in the lore at this point. Okay. But, yeah. So, they're all, it's, like, an all-British thing. And, like I said, called LeManberg, and, like, for anybody who knows a lot about the lore, that name is just, like, it's so weird because it sounds, like, very personal to you after you've, like, watched all of the lore. And so they start, basically, they recruit some people for their cause, too. So they start getting, like, a good thing going. And basically what they're doing at this time is building LeManberg. So they're building stuff in the center for them to go to. And then, which, like, that's a drug van, too. And then also, like, they're building a wall all around it. Mm-hmm. And so it separates them from, like, the other parts of the server.
Yeah.
And Dream is not happy about them building this wall at all. Like, I feel like he didn't know much of it. And he's just like, what?
Like, why the fuck are you building this wall?
Yeah. And I think another important piece of information is Fundy is Wilbur's son. And Fundy was born in LeManberg. And he, like, grew up there. And that's, like, the first part of, like, Fundy's lore, is Wilbur also has this, like, child, technically.
Yeah.
But, like, in all the lore, Fundy is, like, fully grown.
Okay.
And so they're basically making their own nation, and they're doing it, like, Tommy and Wilbur just kind of, like, elected themselves, like, to be the leaders of this nation. And so, basically, they're arguing back and forth with Dream. Dream is saying, like, what are you guys doing? This is stupid. And they're saying, like, no, this is LeManberg. This is our nation. It's separate from you guys. Like, they're just, like, arguing about it. And, like, I love these scenes because Dream looks so intimidating. He just shows up and doesn't say anything and just stares at them from, like, outside of the walls.
That's not creepy at all.
Yeah. So, it's, like, it's, like, Wilbur, Tommy, and Tubbo are just kind of hanging out in LeManberg and doing stuff. And it's sort of, like, that's almost, like, where the family dynamic starts to come in. And, like, Tommy really sees Wilbur as, like, a big brother and, like, wants to follow him. And Wilbur's kind of like me in a way where he's, like, a huge dreamer. Like, he just wants everything to work out. And, like, LeManberg is his huge project that he's, like, putting all of his work into.
Yeah.
And he's super passionate about. He's so into LeManberg. And so he finally gets, like, this nation established, even though Dream isn't happy about it. And Dream and them are in, like, constant communication and, like, arguing back and forth. And so they decide, they say, let's make this more of a democracy and let's have an election. And so let's have them elect us as the official leaders. That way we won't have any problems later and there won't have anybody trying to overthrow us because we'll be the, like, legitimate leaders.
Yeah.
And so that's what Wilbur and Tommy are saying. So they start this election, and basically, as soon as they start it, Quackity comes in, and he's like, oh, like, you're holding an election, well, I want to run for office, and they're like, we didn't think this through,
yeah.
And they're immediately like, what? And so George Not Found was his running mate, and so it was Quackity and George versus Wilbur and Tommy. And so they each had, like, election names, like, it was, like, a full-on election happening in LeManberg at this time. And Wilbur and Tommy was called Pog 2020, and Quackity and George was called Swag 2020.
Okay. But who's voting?
The members of LeManberg, which there's not very many at this time. So, like, in the role play, the members are technically the ones voting. Like, there's, like, kind of, like, a crowd of, like, people who are either on the Dream SMP and have decided to join LeManberg, like, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think Technoblade was there around that time. I know Nikki was for sure there around that time. So they're holding this election. And they're also, because if you look outside of the lore, they're also Twitch streamers. They were letting legitimate, like, fans vote, too.
Yeah.
So they were holding a legitimate election, like, and also, like, an election in the lore. And so it just was a good way for, like, fan interaction.
Yeah.
Of being, like, which one do you choose? Like, Schlatt made, like, full-on, like, merch about, like, Schlatt 2020 and everything because he ends up joining.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so Schlatt is like, hey, I'm running too.
Third party, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So Schlatt definitely, that describes him well because he just, like, comes in and just kind of takes over the whole thing.
Okay.
Like, there's, he sold, like, a lot of merch that said, like, Schlatt 2020 and it was, like, a red, white, and blue type of thing.
No. I hate it.
As most people do. That's how most people feel about Schlatt.
No, it's not about Schlatt particularly. Just why? I don't understand it, buddy.
It's so good. It's so good. So there's this election. Well, the plot twist of the election is that Schlatt ends up winning. That's the problem.
Okay.
So there's the Wilbur and Tommy really care about this nation. There's been fighting. They've got, like, their Le Manberg get up on. Like, they've got, like, full-on costumes. Like, they're, like, ready. They look like they're straight out of Hamilton. Like, that's what it
I'm
is.
I'm dead.
And so...
I would watch it for that.
Yeah, it's very much like Hamilton because Wilbur's a huge fan of Hamilton. And yeah. So that's where he got a lot of the writing stuff from.
I'm dead.
So Schlatt takes over, and the first thing he says is, Wilbur and Tommy, you're not welcome here. Get out. So they
so
have to
Hamilton.
Leave. Yeah, and so they have to leave, and Quackity becomes his vice president. So Schlatt is president, and Quackity is vice president. And Tubbo is just there, because Tubbo was really torn, because he was friends with Wilbur, and he was also friends with Schlatt and Quackity. And so he decides to stay in Le Manberg, and so does Fundy, which is also another huge conflict point, because Wilbur's, like, son was like, you know what, I'm staying in Le Manberg, I'm not going with you.
Oh,
like,
no.
Yeah, and so he's like... Every time he looks at Fundy, he's like, my son.
My son.
Yeah, like, he's, like, super upset about it. I kind of forgot to mention, there's already been, like, betrayals and stuff. Like, even before the election, there was, like, a betrayal to Dream. And it's, like, one of the most iconic lines because it's Eret. And what his line is, Eret is one of the members of Le Manberg.
Yeah.
And he basically brought them all down to this bunker during a conflict. And he said, like, hey, like, I've got some cool stuff down here, like, some cool weapons and stuff. I'm going to show you guys this. And so they all follow him down here. So he does the iconic line, and he says, it was never meant to be. And then basically Dream and all of his people, like, jump out of nowhere and jump them.
Yeah.
So, like, all of this stuff has already happened to, like, make it super intense. And then Wilbur and Tommy just got kicked out of their own nation after holding an election. And so they're super upset about this.
Obviously.
Yeah. So after, like, some just, like, them being depressed, Wilbur decides to start Pogtopia. And so who he recruits is Technoblade. And Technoblade is known for farming potatoes. And so Wilbur's like, you know what we're going to need? A lot of potatoes to fuel this war. And so Technoblade is now a potato farmer specifically for Pogtopia so that they can fight Schlatt.
Wait, are they going to shoot the potatoes like bullets?
No.
Aw.
They're going to eat the potatoes because it's Minecraft.
That's not as exciting. We can, like, oh, you could put the potatoes on arrows and launch it at each other.
They've got swords and crossbows. They don't need to use potatoes.
But potatoes would be funny.
So basically, there is now this conflict because Pogtopia is Wilbur, Tommy, and Technoblade, and all the others are a part of Le Manberg. It's so sad with Fundy, because Fundy, like, tears down the Le Manberg flag and puts up the Schlatt flag.
Oh, no.
And it's, like, so intense, and everyone's, like, upset. And so there's this really intense scene part of this, because Tubbo is now a spy for, because Schlatt renamed Le Manberg Manberg after he left. And so, or after Wilbur left, and so, basically, Tubbo is now a spy that is spying on Manberg for Pogtopia.
Yeah.
And so, he's, like, using these tunnels that go in between the two cities. And so, one day, when they're having, like, a secret meeting, Schlatt and Quackity find these tunnels. Whenever Tubbo was just, like, out.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And he's like, what the fuck is this? Why is there tunnels under Le Manberg that lead to Pogtopia? Like, what? And, like...
Okay, France.
Yeah, Tubbo is just, like, making up excuses. He's like, I just needed a way to get over here quicker. Like, just weird stuff.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, like, Tubbo is just making up excuses. At one point, when asked where he's at, he's like, I'm pregnant. And, like, stuff like
pregnant?
That. He just, like, tells Schlatt stuff. And so, obviously, Schlatt, like, sees right through that. And he's like, he's like, you're a spy. You know? And so, basically, they end up having this thing. And it was supposed to be... It was supposed to be, like, kind of like a party. And it was a thing where Schlatt was going to do a speech. And so, he's going to do a speech to all the members of Le Manberg. Okay. Or of Manberg, I guess, now. And so, Wilbur is saying, let's blow this whole thing up while he's trying to do this. And Tommy's like, are you crazy? You want to blow the whole thing up while they're inside there? And Wilbur's like, yeah. Like, that's what I want to do. And so, he's, like, setting up the TNT. And, like... And Tommy's trying to stop him. But this is the point where Dream steps in and says, Tommy, you're not going to do anything because I'm siding with Wilbur right now. And everyone's like...
Oh, no.
Yeah. And so... Basically, they're watching this this thing happen where I think they had, like, festivities and stuff before, and it was all leading up to where Tubbo was going to give a speech because Schlatt made it sound like everything was okay. He was like, you know what? I'm fine with you building the secret tunnel, Tubbo. Like, I trust you. Whatever you're going to do.
Yeah.
So Tubbo is now going to give a speech before Schlatt, and what they're planning is they're planning on standing there and watching it, and as soon as Tubbo is done with his speech... Wilbur is going to basically run across the city and hit the button to blow it all up.
Oh, no.
So that's the plan. That's the plan in action. Well, basically, Tubbo gives his speech, and it turns out that it was all a trap for Schlatt.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's now trapped in this cage. And basically, Schlatt is saying, what you did was treason, and we're going to execute you for treason. This all being in Minecraft is so funny.
Yeah.
Okay. So, this episode is not going to be, like, an entire lore recap. This is going to be basically me talking about the Dream SMP lore and why I like it. And giving you some sort of understanding of why I'm obsessed with, like, the block game, essentially.
Yes, please.
It's going to be really exciting. So, for a basis, lore is sort of like the story that happens. And so, it's like the lore of the universe. It's like the universe that, like, they're in. And the Dream SMP, like, is essentially, well, regarding the lore, is a roleplay server. And so, you're roleplaying, like, a character when you're on it, typically.
I wish you would have told me this, like, a month ago.
I've been trying to explain
it
to you.
That makes so much more sense than anything
else. I've been trying to explain it to you, okay? But, yeah, so, it's basically roleplay is what the whole thing is. But the Dream SMP, it's very, like... Well, it's gotten to the point where it's very big, it's complicated, and it's all scripted, too.
Yeah. No, I have to keep bringing myself back to, like, planet Earth, and I'm like, this is Minecraft.
Yeah, yeah.
The game that was meant to build blocks.
Yeah, yeah. It's so funny. There's this whole nation and everything. So, basically, the plot twist here is Schlatt says, Technoblade, will you execute Tubbo? And Technoblade's like, yeah.
No questions asked. Even
though he's supposed to be on Wilbur's side, Technoblade agrees to do this. And in front of the entire crowd, Technoblade executes Tubbo.
Okay. What kind of... Are we talking about hanging?
He like, used his, like, axe. He, like, beheaded him or something. God. Like, he killed him.
Brutal.
Yeah, he, like, brutally murdered him. But because this is a Dream SMP and this is Minecraft roleplay, people have more than one life. And so Tubbo is executed, and that takes away his first canon life, as they call it.
Okay.
And so he now only has two canon lives, but he's still, like, there doing things.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't really die. He just died and, like, went to another spot, essentially. Because you, like, respawn in Minecraft. Yeah. And so they're all talking about this, and they're, like, it's, like, Wilbur and Tommy and Technoblade and Tubbo, and they're like, what the fuck? And so Tommy comes up to Technoblade, and he's like, I'm gonna fight you. You just killed my best friend. He's like, what the hell, dude? And so they fight and everything, but they basically fight it out, and they decide that they're still all on the same side.
Yeah.
And that Tubbo's now, like, officially on the Pogtopia side.
Of course. No, nobody, like, rules don't apply. Just jump around to whoever the fuck you want to move around to, I guess.
Just, like, move around wherever.
It's like, oh, you betrayed me? Fuck you, I'm gonna go over here.
Yeah, so they're still building up for war, and... Basically, throughout this time, Wilbur just gets, progressively more crazy. Like, wanting to blow up Manberg was already insane, but he just, like, keeps talking about it. And, like, he keeps talking about, like, all the dynamite he has and stuff like that. And everyone's like, what? And even Tommy is like, this is sketch, dude.
Yeah.
And so, basically, they have this whole festival thing, and everyone is going to come together for this massive festival. It's literally called, like, the festival. So, yeah.
The only one.
Yeah. And so, like, there's, like, games planned. There's, like, huge festivities planned. And so, basically, Pogtopia is saying, okay, cool, we are going to attack at this time. Like, that's what we're going to do. Like, we're just going to attack, and this is where, like, a battle is going to happen, essentially.
All right. I feel like I need to watch this just so, like, I can actually picture this and understand it.
It's so good. It's so good. I promise I'm wrapping it up about this. We're going to get onto the modern lore. So basically, there's a lot more fighting, drama and stuff, and plot twist. But at the end of it, Wilbur ends up technically winning. And so Schlatt has a heart attack and dies in front of them. Yeah. Schlatt has a heart attack and dies, like, after the fighting. He wasn't killed by anyone. He has a heart attack, and there's no... For him, he just had one cannon life. He just died the fuck out of there. So, basically, after all the fighting, and after Schlatt dies, Wilbur has essentially won Le Man Bird back. And so, he's saying... He ended up trying to say Tommy should be president, and then Tommy said, no, I want Tubbo to be president. And so Tubbo ends up being president of Le Manberg. And Wilbur and Tommy are just kind of chilling.
They're going through a whole nation.
Yeah. And so this is now their nation, and they're getting ready to do a celebratory speech. And Tubbo is getting ready to address all the members of Le Manberg, which is now, like, a lot of people. And I believe at this time, like, Dream and everybody were watching. Like, everyone showed up to this festival. And so, like, everybody's there, and this includes, like, Fundy, who's Wilbur's son, this includes Technoblade, they're all chilling in Le Manberg, getting ready for this speech. And so, this is when Wilbur runs over to the button that he still has set up to blow up Le Manberg, and he's, like, going insane, like, he's just, like, rambling on and on about how he wants to blow up Le Manberg, and how, like, this isn't how he wanted it, and stuff like that. So, then, out of nowhere, Filza shows up, and Filza is his dad, who has not been on the server at all.
Oh?
Yeah, who has never been on the Dream SMP server. It just shows Filza joining the game, and he's just in front of Wilbur.
Dad?
Yeah, exactly.
Did you bring the milk?
It's exactly like that, and they're just like, and Filza's just like, I thought you were having fun. Like, what? Like, I thought you were just having fun with your friends. What are you doing?
Yeah.
And so that's when Wilbur decides to be a drama queen, and he's like, my unfinished symphony, forever unfinished, and he pushes the button. And
that's
so,
some shit I would do.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
I always compare myself to Wilbur, like, yeah, constantly. You can see the craziness and, like, the big projects and stuff. Mm. Oh my gosh. So Wilbur pushes the button, and at that moment, Filza kills him. And so Wilbur's dead. Like, Wilbur's dead, and he has just blown up Le Manberg. Le Manberg is completely gone.
Is it Le or just Man?
Well, it kind of went back to, like, Le Manberg.
Of course it did.
Well, it was, like, back to Le Manberg because Schlatt died.
Okay.
And so it's technically their nation again. But he blew it up. And that's the big thing with Le Manberg, is it was Wilbur's baby, and at the end, he blew it up.
How do they keep track of anything? Like, there has to be a book.
Oh, yeah. Like Wilbur is the main lore writer, and so there has to be just folders upon folders in his thing.
Like, there has to be. There, yeah, has to be, like, a whole just freaking book.
Because this isn't even all of it. There's stuff going on inside the Dream SMP and with other members and stuff that I'm not even 100% sure about. But this is, like, the Le Manberg part. So, it's, like, the biggest thing, and everyone's super upset because they're, like, Wilbur's, number one, he's dead, and number two, he blew up Le Manberg. Like,
yeah.
What? And so, it's kind of, the server just kind of goes on after that, but Wilbur, like, he doesn't, I think his lives were either already taken or that took out all of his lives, because he's just dead. He's just gone. Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Exactly. And so, basically, the server kind of goes on as normal. Le Manberg is never rebuilt. All they did was put glass over it. And so it's just a hole in the ground in the server, and you just walk over the glass. Yeah, they never rebuilt it or anything. They just started new projects, started new things, and they all went their separate ways.
They could put an ocean on top of it and make it Atlantis. I'm giving you guys ideas.
Knowing them, that's some stupid stuff they would do.
Exactly. Like, I don't know
anything. I'm kind of hoping Le Manberg will come back, but like.
No. We want to make. We could put it underground.
We could put it underground. And then put
like a layer of glass.
Well, Pugtopia was underground, so we can't get to.
Well, it's underwater.
Underwater.
Yeah, like Atlantis. But it's Le Manberg.
That'd be great, except that's not how the world works because it's in a specific spot on the S&P. And there's, like, houses next to it and stuff.
Okay.
You can't, like, just flood the entire S&P.
Why not?
Because.
You already fucking blown up a Le Manberg. They can do about anything.
Because there's houses and the community housing around there and stuff. So you can't just do that.
Rebuild them.
So.
Tornado hit it. Why not?
Basically, server continues as normal and. Everyone's got their own shit going on, essentially. Tommy continues his stuff, you know. Basically, they end up putting Dream in prison. That is the next thing that happens because Dream is essentially a dictator. He's, like, killed multiple people. He's done horrible things.
It is called the Dream SMP.
So they put him in prison, okay? And this prison is essentially impossible to get out of. It's made of, like, nothing but obsidian, and there's just, like, lava walls, and Sam is the warden. And so he's the warden of it, and he's the one basically keeping Dream in there.
Okay.
And he's also the one who's in charge of visitors and stuff. He, like, books them in and takes them to Dream. So Tommy says, I'm going to visit Dream. Okay. I'm gonna go, and this is going to be the last time I'm going to visit him. Like, that's it. I'm just gonna go say hi, and he's going to stay in there forever. So he goes to visit Dream. Dream kills him. Inside the
prison. In prison?
Yeah. He kills him inside. Like, he beat him to death with, like, a potato or something. That's stupid.
A classic spork.
Yeah, it was essentially that because he's in, like, a tiny little obsidian cell.
Oh, yes.
And basically, Sam can, like, hear Tommy crying, like, from inside the cell, but there's a wall of lava and he can't get it down quick enough to get to Tommy.
Yeah.
So it's this huge dramatic moment where Tommy dies and everyone's, like, freaking out. Like, everyone on the server hears about it and all that kind of thing. And so, basically, what this reveals, because Tommy ends up coming back, even though he's lost all of his canon lives, mm-hmm. What this reveals is Dream has what's called a revive book that he's memorized, and so he's able to bring people back.
Okay.
And so that is going to be, like, his thing. Like, they think that he's going to try to be like, hey, I have this, like, revive power. I'm going to do some shit to get me out of this prison. Basically, it's going to be, like, the leverage to get him out of prison. So, he brings Tommy back, and Tommy's fucking traumatized. He's going around the S&P, and he's just like, I just died. Like, and there's memorial stuff for him everywhere. There's, like, statues of him. Like,
that would be traumatizing.
Yeah, he's, like, super traumatized. On top of all of that, he comes back to his best friend, Tubbo, who is now married. Because Tubbo married Rambu during this time.
Okay.
And so he's, like, losing his best friend. He's like, Rambu, like, I don't know who you are, but you just stole my best friend. Like, this sucks. So basically, that's
I'm
all
happened for 5 minutes.
So that all happens with Tommy, and everyone on the server is, like, freaking out. They're like, Dream can just bring people back? They're like, that means Dream can just bring back whoever he wants. Like, yeah. That's insane. So basically, this whole time, what's been happening with Wilbur is there was this new character introduced all along that time that was called Ghostbur. And basically, Ghostbur was Wilbur that had his memory wiped. And so he was still kind of the same person, but he was a ghost, and he didn't remember anything about Le Manberg.
Yeah.
Or any of that. And so Ghostbur became very close with everyone on the server. They became besties. And so, especially with Tommy, like, he got super close with Tommy. Mm-hmm. So basically, Tommy and Wilbur end up back inside the prison because they want to kill Dream. And so,
obviously.
Yeah, they want to take him out completely because they don't want the actual Wilbur to come back because mm-hmm. they think that Dream is going to revive Wilbur. And Wilbur's fucking insane because he just blew up a nation.
Yeah.
So they don't want him back. So basically, what ends up happening is Dream kind of turns everything around. He ends up, like, violently killing Ghostbur in front of Tommy. And Ghostbur's just, like, screaming and crying as he's, like, being murdered. Yeah, so Ghostbur dies.
CG rated R.
I know, it gets, like, even more traumatizing. We're not even to the freaking torture part yet.
Oh, dear God.
So, basically, and we're getting kind of close to the end at this point, but, Dream. There's too many characters.
There's too many people.
There's too many characters in this.
That's what my brain feels like every time you're talking about this. I'm like, Dream? Tommy? Schlatt? Huh?
Dream, as soon as he kills Ghostbur, brings Wilbur back.
Okay.
And everyone's freaking out. And basically, Wilbur has aged like 10 years in this span. Okay. And he now has a white streak in his hair.
Okay, that's where the white streak comes
in. So, yeah, it's from him being revived. And he's, like, he's even more crazy than when he left.
Yeah.
And he's basically saying, he's kind of, like, gaslighting Tommy. He's like, I never cared about you. I never cared about LeManberg. I never cared about any of that. Like, I'm on Dream's side. I'm not on your side. Like, that kind of stuff.
Shit,
like, that's the stuff he's saying. And he's kind of treating Filza and Fundy that way, too, because he goes and sees them. And, like, he recognizes that Fundy is his child, but he still, like, doesn't really connect with him in any way. And it's just, like, weird between them. And Fundy's, like, really uncomfortable. Fundy's just, like, screaming at him. He's like, you blew up my home.
Yeah.
like, are you kidding me? And Filza is just kind of doing the dad talk, like, yeah, how's it going, buddy? that's, like, what Filza's doing. And so, basically, Wilbur's back, and that leads us into the final part of, like, the lore that is happening, which is the Quackity lore.
Okay.
And Quackity goes to visit Dream in prison, and this is before Wilbur was brought back.
Okay.
And basically, what he was going to do is he wants the revive book. He wants that power. He wants all of that, because once he gets the revive book, he can kill Dream.
Mm-hmm.
They just need the revive book from him. So he makes a deal with Sam, and Sam lets him in with all these, like, torture instruments and all these weapons. And so basically, Quackity goes and, like, horrendously tortures Dream every single day in prison, trying to get him to tell him, like, what the revive book is about.
Mm-hmm.
And so Dream is getting kind of tired of this at this point. He's like, come on, like, you can not see me for, like, one day. Like, you can skip a day. We can have a rest day here. Like, and it's, like, really intense in the lore because Quackity's like, don't disrespect me. Don't speak to me like that. And Dream's just like, okay.
Why does this remind me of Iron Man?
I'm telling you, it's so similar to, like, your superhero stuff.
I'm telling you, this just sounds like the plotline of Iron Man.
It's so
totally
crazy.
Yeah.
So crazy. So there's this torture scene going on. And Quackity's like, okay, I'll leave you alone for a little bit because I'm tired of coming here anyway if you write a letter to Technoblade. And at first, Dream is like, no, I don't want to talk to Technoblade. Like, leave me alone.
Yeah.
Because basically, Technoblade is the only person on this server with the ability to get Dream out is what could potentially happen.
Okay.
And so everyone is, like, keeping their eye on Technoblade, who has just been mysteriously gone for, like, months. He's just been, like, in the woods somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ran off.
So, eventually, Quackity tortures Dream enough that he writes Technoblade this letter. And Technoblade ends up coming to see Dream. And so, basically, ending all of this off, Technoblade gets trapped in the prison with Dream, which was all Quackity's plan. He wants, like, the two most powerful people in the server to just be stuck there. Because, like, Quackity's got this whole nation that he's building called Las Nevadas.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's building his nation, and he doesn't have time to deal with all the other stuff right now.
Exactly.
That kind of thing. Yeah, and so basically, where it's ending off right now is Dream and Technoblade are, like, roommates. And so
in prison,
they're having this conversation, and Technoblade and Dream, they're talking about the revive book, and they're like, what happens if you try to revive someone that isn't dead? And so Dream tries to revive Technoblade, and so basically he summons this god of the server, because there's, like, a god thing.
Of course.
And it's called Dream XD, which it looks exactly like Dream, but it's got, like, all the server powers and stuff.
Yeah.
And so it shows up, and Dream XD is like, I can grant you guys one wish. And so Dream is like, get us out of prison, dude. Like, duh.
Yeah.
But it's Technoblade who has to say it, and Technoblade says, no, I want a bell.
He wants a bell.
So, basically, it's so funny to me. This was the last stream I watched. And so Dream XD is like, okay, and gives him a bell and leaves. And Dream is, like, freaking out. Dream is like, you asked for a bell? Get us out of here. And Technoblade is just, like, sitting in the corner, like, ringing the bell. He's like, come on, Dream, this is great.
Shame. That's literally,
it's you and me.
Yeah, that's literally us, and I definitely, like, would have gotten,
like,
the bell.
Yeah, you're Technoblade that's sitting there ringing this bell, and I'm Dream that's standing by the lava wall, just, like, looking stressed, like, the whole,
like,
time.
Like, I wish I could burn myself in this lava.
Yeah, he's, like, so entirely stressed about it. And so that's where it ends right now. And so basically, it's, like, it's going to be going into another season of the lore, because we don't know what Wilbur is going to do. Mm-hmm. We don't know when Dream is going to get out. We don't know when Technoblade is going to get out. And it's all just, like, left there now.
I'm dead.
So that is my little thing about the lore. I like the lore because it's, like, another little universe that you can go into. And it's, like, something else to think about.
Like, which it's still, like, I get it, but I don't.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know, man.
Yeah, I feel like it's kind of niche, and I also just, like, I fell into this whole lore thing, like, so much, because I was just watching Tommy Innit videos, like, I was just vibing.
Yeah.
And then I was on, like, the Tommy Innit side of TikTok, and there was all these videos that were, like, here's what you should watch, and it was, like, Wilbur's playlist about the Dream SMP, and that's, like, the beginning of the Wilbur lore.
Oh, no.
So I watched that, and I just never came back.
Nope, just fell down the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
I can't say nothing. I've done that shit.
Yeah, yeah. So that's the entirety of why I like the Dream SMP lore and everything about Wilbur.
Interesting. But yeah, you don't like superhero movies.
It's probably exactly the same.
Yeah, it really, like, most of it is.
That's so good.
I'm sitting here comparing it to movies because that's all I know.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't forget to follow us wherever podcasts are available to stay up to date on new episodes. Thanks for watching.